I'm curious what your observation is in terms of surgery and the surgeons as approaching rectal cancer and the variation you see, particularly based on volume of surgery.
There are clear data in the literature that the volume, both individual surgeon as well as the volume at his or her center, have an impact on outcome, not just in colorectal cancer, but in fact many cancers. So that is a significant factor in my thinking about how well outcomes will be. Not only just the volume, but of course how well the operation is done and whether one does or doesn't use a total mesorectal excision. What we have found in the field of rectal cancer is, as you would predict, as many other specialties, is that the expertise of the individual and his or her individual volume really does predict outcome.
Are we able to dissect out a little bit, so to speak, you know, what the exact variables are? What is it that's being done differently?
I can't answer that question with certainty, but I think it's just the more familiar you are and the more you do something, the more adept you become. Sort of a roundabout way of answering the question, but for our surgeons is that the more you do, the better you become at it.
What about the decision of whether or not to do a total AP resection or not? How much variation exists in that regard?
There's quite a bit of variation. And I think, obviously, those patients that get preoperative therapy have lower incidence of APRs. But even across the board, for those patients who have surgery alone, there is great variation. And I think if you look at the high-volume centers within the United States, and there are many of them, the incidence of patients having APRs is much lower than many other low-volume centers. And I think that surgeons just become very adept at the ability to perform low coloanal anastomoses, which are very difficult operations, especially in large husky males.
Any other issues that you think would be worth discussing in terms of rectal cancer in surgeons?
I think probably the most important part is having a good operation. And as you alluded to this a few minutes ago, how important high-quality surgery is. We learned that from the Dutch study. And also, when we look at results in our rectal cancer studies, is that clearly the quality of surgery makes a difference. It's interesting that in one of the recent updates from the Swedish rectal cancer study, initially published in 1997 in the New England Journal of Medicine, that was a study of preoperative radiation, a short course of radiation. That study was performed in the days before surgeons routinely performed total mesorectal excision. And in that study, the incidence of local recurrence in node-positive rectal cancer was 46%. Having said that, in the Dutch study, also published in 2001 in the New England Journal of Medicine, where all patients underwent total mesorectal excision, in patients who had positive nodes in that surgery alone, the incidence was 21%. So the take-home message is that, yes, higher quality surgery can certainly decrease local recurrence rates, but in a patient that does have positive nodes, even with the best of an operation, they still need adjuvant therapy.